The Indians look for a series win against the Rays. We'll pick things up in the sixth inning with a score 2-1 Cleveland, and Edwin Encarnacion at the plate against Austin Pruitt.
Here's a swing and a drive to left field and deep. A couple of courtesy steps by Corey Dickerson, but he knows it's way out of here. To the back of the seats in left, and for the 24th time this year, Edwin Encarnacion has hit a home run, and he's given Cleveland a 3-1 lead here in the sixth. So Evan's going to get the lead. He'll be going on the pitch. Here comes the pitch. There goes Evan. There's a swing and a high fly ball. Deep left center field. Get out of here. It is gone. Steven Souza Jr. with his 25th home run of the season, and he has tied this game at 3 here in the sixth.
Hunter down the hill 2-0. Swinging a line drive, base hit into right field. Santana to third, being waved home. Here comes the throw by Souza Jr. to the plate. Sucre's got it, and he tags Santana out. And the game remains tied. Hunter to the plate. Swinging a fly ball into left field. Moving back Dickerson all the way to the wall. Gone. Home run. Austin Jackson took a pitch on his hands and sent it over the left field wall. The Indians have grabbed another lead. It is 4-3 in the eighth.
Another 2-2 pitch to Echevarria. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And that's your ball game. Rays get the tying run into scoring position but can't get him in, and this dismal homestand comes to an end.
4-3 Indians is your final. Cody Allen picks up save number 21 on the year in support of Corey Kluber, who's now 8-1 in 14 starts since coming off the DL. He struck out at least 8 batters in each of those 14 games. The Rays have now lost 7 of their last 9 games. They fall under 500 to 59-60 on the year. Here's the skipper, Kevin Cash.
Another really tough loss, obviously, but, you know, some of these losses is tough to find positives from. I think we can pull multiple positives from this loss, and that doesn't mean much because it's about winning games, and we didn't. But, you know, the thought is pull some positives and carry it over into a series against Toronto. Austin Pruitt was outstanding in his efforts. Steven Souza, obviously, just a tremendous play out and right, and then also the big home run. You know, it's amazing watching Suze the way he's performed this year. I mean, you could argue he's probably been the most consistent, outstanding player of the season as far as just a model of consistency and how far he's come from his first year. So really excited about that. And then the bullpen, my gosh, they've come in, they've shut the door. Tommy comes in, gets a big out with Souza's help, goes out, and Austin Jackson, who's been around for quite some time, hits a home run on what we thought was a pretty good pitch. I haven't gone back and looked at it, but it looked like he tucked his hands inside and got it out. So, but Tommy's been on just an amazing run himself. So unfortunate for that, but you know what? Maybe it's a good thing we're getting out of here for 4 days and heading to Toronto. Yeah, hopefully it does that. You know, we've had some good ball games up in Toronto. We seem to always play them pretty tough, and that's what we're looking for, because there's no doubt we've put ourselves in a little behind the eight ball. We got to turn it around. A couple wins will go a long way. I mean, you look at what these teams have done that have either crept back into this division race or wild card race. They got hot. And they got hot for 5 or 6 games, 7 games. We are capable of getting hot. We just haven't done it yet. But, you know, good riddance to the Indians and their pitchers. We're sick of seeing them.
Why do you think that Austin Pruitt has thrived as a starter for the Rays?
Well, I think he went – look, he started – he had a great year last year in Durham as a starter. We asked him to go to the bullpen. That was a new transition for him. We're confident that he could do it. But then after, you know, different pieces here and there, thought it was best to get him stretched back out. I'm more impressed the way Austin goes about his business and doesn't get caught up in the chaos and doesn't show emotion. He just goes out there and makes pitches. I mean, if you're going to watch a guy or compete against a guy, the guy pitching for them today does it better than anybody about just keeping control of the situation. You know, he gives up a two-run homer to Souza. He goes right back out there and does his job.
When you set out from New York a while back, Longo said, you know, we're going to find out a lot about ourselves in these next 17 games.
Yeah.
What have you learned about yourself?
We found out that we got to play better. I mean, that's for sure. We were hoping to find out a little bit more, but I mean, we don't have the time to sit and dwell on it, really. We got to move past it quickly because every game is kind of pivotal, swing games, and we got to take advantage of going and playing good baseball. But to answer your question, no, we needed to play better over that stretch. We did not. It doesn't burn us or kill us, but we definitely have to make up for it now.
Given the way the offense was in the first half and a little bit into after the All-Star break, what's your level of frustration, though, just these last?
I'm frustrated for the guys because the effort level hasn't changed. They're doing everything that they can to get out of this to a man. I mean, it's, you know, we talk about, it's very easy to say, like I think we talked about last night, that, you know, you take this guy out, flip-flop the lineup. I mean, we're talking about nine guys at one time that have scuffled. So it's team frustration. I'd be a lot more frustrated if the effort level changed or we were just having poor at-bats. We're getting pitched really tough, and we're missing some of our pitches that we were handling early on. That can quickly change with a couple good innings here and there.
Steven Souza Jr. continues his career season in defeat. Souza Jr. goes 1-for-2 with his 25th homer of the year, and he also walks twice.
Well, you got the Cy Young pitcher on the mound. Kind of fell into a groove there, so I knew it wasn't going to make it easy on me, so I just tried to battle. He made some good pitches. I felt like I fouled them off, and I just hung a slider there. Just like you said, I just didn't try to do too much. You can never try and do too much off of a guy like that, and able to tie it up right there.
He had the big home run, stole the base, made a great throw at the plate. Does that make it even harder to lose a game like this?
I mean, I'd have taken an 0-for-4 if we'd have won. So I don't think it really matters. You know, we fought hard today. That's a step in the right direction. I think we got going a little bit. And, you know, anytime you face Corey Kluber on the mound, you know you're not going to score 9 runs. So I thought the way we went after him today was pretty impressive in the way we battled. And to the very end, we fought, was a step in the right direction.
Before you guys set out for New York, I mean, Longo said this next 17 games is going to tell us a lot about our club. I mean, it wasn't the stretch you wanted, but what'd you learn about this club during the stretch?
Well, you know, if you'd have told us that our offense was going to go quiet, I would have probably called your bluff. But that's just the game of baseball. You never know what's going to happen. We played some really good teams. We hung around in every game. We didn't get blown out by any of them. I think we can hang our hat on that. We didn't play our best baseball by any means. If we'd have played our best baseball and lost every game, I would have told you, well, it's going to be a tough stretch ahead. But we played probably our worst baseball down the stretch, and we're in almost every single game that we played. So it's going to turn the corner. We believe it's going to turn the corner. Still a lot of time left, and we're going to be all right.
Given the talent that you have in here and what you've accomplished first half of the season, where's the level of frustration out of it? I know you're facing good pitching, but still, can you guys?
Yeah, anytime you lose, it's frustrating, you know. Just a bunch of competitors in here. So I think everybody's trying to do their best right now to turn it around. And I really appreciate that, admire that. But, you know, we're all professionals in here, and that's what I love about this team is it seems like, you know, this was a tough loss, but we've had some tough losses when we come to the park, and we expect to turn it around that day. And that's what we're going to go to Toronto tomorrow, and we're going to expect to turn it around the next day.
Steven, your manager was saying that you've been the model of consistency for this team this season. How much pride do you take in that?
I mean, I don't know about that. Evan's pretty consistent. I think he's missed, you know, feels like one game in the last 5 years. So I'm just trying to, you know, be out there as much as I can like him. You know, I really admire the way he goes out there and is consistent like that. And so if I can be out there for my team like he shows in our leadership, then that's a good step to follow.
The Rays will now hit the road to begin a 4-game series in Toronto on Monday. Jake Odorizzi will start the opener.